Today is Monday, March 17th, 2008. You're listening to the Scared Monkeys Radio Network. My name's Dana Pretzer, and here's my daily commentary. Have you seen the recent stories about that drag on society, Charles Manson, and some human remains being found out at the Spawn Ranch location that Manson and his group of hippies, murdering hippies, hung out at in the late 1960s? There's a story on the AP that says that for years, rumors have swirled about other Manson family victims, hitchhikers who visited them at the ranch and were not seen again, runaways who drifted into the camp and then fell out of favor. The same jailhouse confessions that helped investigators initially connect the band of misfits living in the Panamint Mountains to the gruesome killings that terrorized Los Angeles hinted at other deaths. Manson follower Susan Atkins boasted to her cellmate on November 1st, 1969, that there were three people there out in the desert that they had done in. Other stories surfaced, but in the absence of bodies, they were forgotten. "We prosecuted Manson and the family for all the murders we could prove," said Steve Kay, who is a former district attorney that worked on the case. But last month, equipped with cutting-edge forensic technologies, investigators assembled in the ghost town of Ballarat for a 20-mile ride to the ranch, and they've started to find human remains. The question is now, is there enough evidence to prosecute that drag on society, Charles Manson and his clan? Look at some of the frivolous lawsuits and the money being spent on those in the courts in North America, in particular the poor dry cleaners that have been sued by a judge in the United States for losing his pants and the money wasted on that. I would like to see Charles Manson, who's still alive, and all his followers that are still out there, at least investigated, if not prosecuted, for these deaths. The families of those loved ones that have been taken by Manson and his crew allegedly deserve closure just the same as anyone else. There is no statute of limitations on murder, and if Charlie can go down again, let's bring him down. I'm Dana Pretzer.